public hearing to order, please. We're going to start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so we have a sign-in sheet. Anyone wishing to speak tonight should sign in. So the basic rules are you're allowed 2 minutes to speak on the subject of the local law, addressing the board, which is going to review the comments and address the local law this evening, later on in our regular meeting, whether to adopt or to not adopt the local law. So that's what the public hearing is about. So the local law is an addition to the animal control, current animal control law, chapter 58 in our local law. And we're adding section H, I think it is.
H.
Yep, section H. Oh yeah, it's so big, that's why I didn't notice it.
It's a bigger letter. Yeah.
We're adding section H to the current law. It's on page 2. If you have the copy of it, it's in bold and it's in a larger font. For any horse, cattle, sheep, goat, swine, or poultry to be housed or kept within the village limits, for any other person to suffer it or permit any horse, cattle, sheep, goat, swine, or poultry owned or possessed by him, of which he shall have charge to be housed or kept within the village limits. So the section starts out with, it shall be unlawful for any owner of an animal in the village of Nassau to permit or allow such animal to. So that would clarify the position of the village. That is, this has been going on for almost a year, well, maybe a little over a year now, about chickens being raised in the village. The position of the village, after our attorney has checked things out and rendered an opinion, is that it is not a permitted use within the village, and this law is to clarify that position. So we have Margaret Van Dusen signed up to speak. Margaret?
Margaret Van Dusen, 34 Mare Street. In your description, the horse, cattle, sheep, swine, or poultry, does poultry include ducks and geese? Domestic ducks and geese?
I would say they do.
Are we sure?
Well, I mean, I would fall back to the position that the original law states that if it's not a permitted use, it's not a permitted use. But I mean, if you have a suggestion to better clarify that, we're certainly willing to listen to something. That's what this is about, I guess.
I don't know, foul? Yeah, I was going to say foul would be better. Poultry sounds like chicken.
Well, the definition, Merriam-Webster, is domesticated fowl collectively, especially those valued for their meat and eggs, as chickens, turkeys, ducks, geese, and guinea fowl.
As poultry?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. All right, so I think that clarifies it. Anything else?
No.
Okay, Steve Cooper.
Thank you. I think this is a good idea. I think the problem is that, from my personal experience living on top of a situation, is that the people who tend to violate the zoning ordinance and have these animals impose them on the neighbors, and they can't contain the stench and the filth within their own boundary lines. So we look to the village to help us out. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I have one letter that came from a June Varner. Lives over on Coldwater Tavern Road in East Nassau. Asked this to be read, the hearing on regulating chickens in the village. I have a Town of Nassau Ag Preservation Committee meeting tonight, and I cannot attend the hearing. I love chickens. For part of my diet, I depend on eggs from the hens that are free to eat grass, bugs, worms, wood ticks. Lots of predators also like chickens, so when I had them on the farm, they were hidey under places for them during the day, and they were closed in a sound chicken house at night. The most dangerous predators were dogs. I bedded their house and used the manure mix in my garden in the spring to enhance the compost during the summer. I lived on a farm, and I always kept a couple of roosters to protect the hens. There are way too many laws now that regulate and control small producers of food and livestock. I believe that having 4 to 6 hens in town within a decent sized yard is a good way to get some healthy eggs and help young people get an idea on where food really comes from. I would like the Village of Nassau to considering allowing a reasonable number of hens, providing the owners keep them safe, clean, and healthy. I would be willing to work with the village to research and develop some best management practices should they could adopt. Respectfully submitted, June Varner.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all I have on the list to speak. Anyone else care to chime in? I'll give it another 3 minutes, so it'll be at least a 10-minute public hearing.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure.
What are they going to do with the wildcats now? This law now, the village going to be responsible for them picking them up?
For what, the wildcats?
Well, the ones that the regular cats that are all over. Nobody.
Oh, them. You mean feral cats?
Yeah. How's that going to play in with it? It says in here that to be picking them up?
Well, they're not required to be licensed. I mean, if they're a nuisance, then, you know, we can contact the village. We'll get a hold of Paul and have them removed.
I mean, a couple of years ago, a guy up on Lake Avenue, I guess he had quite a problem with them.
Mm-hmm.
Urination of the cats on his porch. And
yeah. No, I mean, if they're a problem, we'll remove them. But the law does not require cats to be licensed or they can be at large. I mean, there's an exception
for cats. Back then, they couldn't get involved. They wouldn't get involved with them, but it was too much of an expense for the village, I guess.
Well, cats aren't, domestic cats are not mandated by ag markets.
Right.
And that's why Paul could not react. He would try to help, but he would let you borrow a trap, but he would not go out and take care of feral cats.
No, well, I'd have to, all right. No, I'd have to talk to him. I never.
I didn't understand in the beginning. Is there now debate in New York State to change the ag law?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So
the question was if there are feral cats on the property and causing a nuisance, how do I get rid of them? Would the village take on the responsibility to remove them?
There was a problem years ago when Heather Keller came, because she works with Whiskers and a couple other organizations, and she did go behind Bailey's gun shop behind Mrs. Rickard's house and captured them and took them and had them neutered and spayed, and you have to bring them back because most of them had feline leukemia.
Mm.
So that's what she did, and then all she wanted was a nominal fee because she would go different places and call her, but the village didn't want to make any money for her services. You know, most places say, can you come and get rid of them at the golf course or wherever, and then you just give a nominal fee to help the organization and the people that are spaying and neutering, but the village wasn't interested in doing that. But she did get rid of many of them, but there are many of them that are still behind Catherine's house.
Mm. Well, if it becomes a nuisance, if you make us aware of it, I'm sure we can look into it and see if there's any help we can provide. I'm not sure what that would end up being. It may be no different than what it's always been, but I'm not familiar with it entirely. I would have thought that Paul would have just picked them up and took them somewhere, but.
Can't transport in.
All right, so I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion
by Randy.
Second.
Second by Bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried.